At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Catholic Charities of Fort Worth says it's sheltering and assisting migrant children separated from their parents at the Texas-Mexico border. TV station NBC DFW reports the children range from elementary to middle school age. Catholic Charities has not said how many children it's hosting, when they arrived, or if there would be any more. Fort Worth Congressman and Democrat Mark Vesey commented yesterday on the impact of the Trump separation.
Kids need to be with their mom and dad. Just the separation anxiety that's happening, it has to be just awful, especially for young children that really don't understand, you know, that you are going to be reconnected with your parents. So we need to get families back together. If it's in McAllen, if it's in Dallas, if it's in Missouri, we need to get families reunited and back together.
Dallas County could eventually host some of the immigrant children. County Judge Clay Jenkins yesterday said federal officials have given him the go-ahead to identify buildings in Dallas for possible use as shelters. Officials plan to offer a list to the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Federal authorities would visit the sites and potentially select shelters deemed suitable. However, there is no guarantee of sending children to North Texas. A new study out of SMU shows that empathetic people, those who are generally more sensitive to the feelings of others, receive more pleasure from listening to music, and their brains show increased activity in areas associated with social interactions. Zachary Walmark is an assistant professor of musicology. He leads the study at SMU, and as part of our breakthrough series, Charting the Cutting Edge of Technology, he talked with KERA's Justin Martin about their findings.
Zachary Walmark, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me, Justin.
What led to the idea to study this correlation between empathy and enjoyment of music?
So when you navigate your social environment, you're always trying to attune yourself to the intentions and the desires and the emotions of other people. And as we all know, some people are much better at this than other people. Empathy isn't distributed evenly across the population. Now, to be clear, when I say empathy, I mean the tendency to project oneself into the lived experience of other people. So seeing things from their point of view, feeling what they're feeling. We know that these individual differences in empathy are correlated with brain function. Highly empathic people tend to show greater activation in regions of the brain that are associated with social, emotional processing when they encounter socially relevant experiences. So, for example, observing facial expressions.
How can you tell if someone is more empathetic than someone else?
Social psychologists have a number of tests we use to evaluate individual differences in empathy. What we use is called the Interpersonal Reactivity Index. So it's just a survey of questions that are designed to tap into people's tendency as a feature of their personality to try to get into the minds of others, if you identify with characters in films, for instance, if you tend to experience really intense sympathy for others who are in distress. And this test tries to parse different aspects of how people both cognitively relate to others. This is me trying to imagine what you're thinking right now. And affectively connect with others. That is me trying to figure out what you're feeling right now.
So you got these people. Did you hook them up to a machine that was just cycling audio over, you know, clips of audio? What happened?
Sure. So one of the key aspects of the study was that we wanted to look particularly at the subjective situational elements of musical preference and exposure. What that means is we needed to actually interview every individual who participated beforehand and get them to hand over a list of music that they say that they love, love, love. And then we also collected songs from them that they said they cannot stand, oftentimes to the point of really having a almost nausea-type disgust response to these songs they brought in. What we then did is we worked with the participants in the study to find chunks of these songs, little excerpts that to them exemplified what they loved about this song, what they hated about these songs. Okay. Once we had all this stuff gathered, we then put them into an MRI scanner, and we scanned their brains while they were listening to these excerpts of different music in these conditions. Stuff that they brought in that they love and they hate, and then also some unfamiliar music that we chose for them based upon their original selections.
All right, so you brought in a clip that you used in your research. Let's listen.
Yeah, the truth is, that I miss
Okay, I'm thinking that's Coldplay, right?
That is
Coldplay,
indeed.
And I'm guessing this is one of the music that people liked, right? I'm guessing
you are correct.
So you played this song. You had people hooked up to MRI machines. What did you see happening in their brain when they were listening to music that they liked?
So the group as a whole is experiencing reward system activation when they listen to like music. When you actually then enter in this data on individual differences in empathy, you start to see a different pattern emerging. And what you see is that people who are higher empathy actually exhibit increased activation of those reward systems, even over and above everybody else.
So if you have a higher empathy person and they're listening to music that they don't like, how is that different from somebody who's not higher empathy?
Higher empathy people, when they heard unfamiliar music that they didn't like. In other words, this is music we thought that they would really dislike. What we saw is activation in regions of the brain, parts of the prefrontal cortex, the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, which is an area that's associated with executive control, with a regulation of emotional reactions. What this suggested to us is that these empathic people are hearing music that's new music that they dislike, and they tell us they dislike it after the fact, but they might be deliberately trying to ratchet down their negative reaction, maybe give more the benefit of the doubt to this new music, even though they find it highly aversive.
Zachary Wallmark is assistant professor of musicology at SMU. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Coming up today on the BBC News Hour, the two men at the heart of South Sudan's civil war are due to meet today for the first time in 2 years. Also, a look at whether the U.S. was right to leave the controversial UN Human Rights Council. And you'll find out what plogging is. All of that and more on the BBC News Hour here on KERA 90.1. It begins at 9. In the forecast, we've got a 50% chance of rain, mainly after 2 p.m., continuing through tonight. Cloudy skies otherwise, with a high around 88. Overnight low around 75. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, 20% chance of rain and a high around 95.